Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. When a 54-year-old construction worker in Massachusetts collapsed, EMS arrived within minutes, yet he died a day later.
The cause? When doctors spoke to his family, they learned he had been eating one or two large packets of licorice-flavored candy daily for 3 weeks.
The man had no idea that eating that much licorice would stop his heart. Licorice is an herb, and its root has been used since ancient times by various peoples, from the Egyptians to the Chinese.
They used it to treat everything from respiratory to gastrointestinal issues. In the 16th century, English monks introduced licorice, and a local chemist added sugar so that licorice candy popped up all over England.
A compound in licorice called glycyrrhizic acid gives the black candy its distinctive flavor. In the body, it converts to glycyrrhetinic acid, or GA, which mimics a hormone called aldosterone.
If someone eats too much licorice, the GA can increase blood pressure and disrupt the heart rhythm by interfering with the balance of electrolytes, sodium and potassium.
Even when they stop eating the candy, licorice stays in their system for weeks, especially people over the age of 40 with a heart, kidney, or liver problem.
The FDA has issued an advisory about the toxic treat, which I'm sure a number of people are obviously unaware of. So, if you like licorice, stick to the red ones, or eat the black ones, but only as a rare treat.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.